no tax.
Will the Republicans come on strong in the end after November 2nd in the midterm vote? There are some question marks, including the Democrats pulling ahead in Kentucky. Also, in Connecticut, new polls show that Richard Blumenthal suddenly is starting to pull away from the wrestling queen, Linda McMahon. What does it all mean? Well, we'll try to analyze it. Hi, everybody. My name's Kate Delaney, and this is America Tonight. As always, I don't care what your stripes are. You can throw in your 2 cents. If you decide to step in and the water is warm, I'm going to give you my digits right at the top. Don't you love it? Got a pen? Have a good memory? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. There, Brad in Vermont, that's for you. He says, I don't give the number out enough. That's twice. I have a little countdown going, so we have 2 so far. I'm going to tell you at the end of the hour how many times I said the number. Okay. Speaking of numbers, the UN released a very important message to the world that, yes, we're not ready for an alien encounter. And why did this even come up? Well, a strange thing happened over New York City. A lot of people called to report a UFO was flying over the city. I mean, I could ask the layup question here. Did you ever think you saw a UFO somewhere where you were driving out in the country? Because for some reason we always think country, and you look up and there's a weird flash and you don't know what it is and you can't explain it. And I believe that there are people that believe that they've seen UFOs. I haven't seen one, but maybe you have. So the UN and aliens, they released kind of a little report. The director of the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs. Did you know there was one? There is. Statistically, extraterrestrial life is a possibility. That's what the astrophysicist told some journalists in the Big Apple. She's there attending a General Assembly meeting on cooperation in the peaceful use of outer space. Kind of interesting, huh? So the chief denied recent press reports that she had been appointed as Earth's ambassador for aliens should they appear, asking, take me to your leader. I can't make this stuff up. It's serious. British papers covering a Royal Society meeting on outer space apparently jumped to a conclusion when they discovered that Maslan Othman's participation, that's the astrophysicist, in an expert panel discussion about extraterrestrial life contaminated from space and other concerns. So that's where they get this idea that she was the ambassador. She says she's not an expert on extraterrestrial life, but points out that as a space exploration improves, its detection becomes more likely. She believes that the world must come together to lay out a plan for how to cope with the discovery, because she says it makes sense for the UN and its member states to determine. That's great. The UN, the people there can't walk and chew gum at the same time, but okay. The UN and its member states should determine who should represent humanity if aliens come to our planet. So I want you to vote. Who do you think should represent all of us as humans? Who should represent us if aliens come to the planet? This is serious stuff. People are getting paid to do this. I mean, I get it. I get the asteroids and the meteors. I love the space stuff and space debris. But who's the person you want coordinating the action? Tom Cruise, I'm just saying. All the experience that he has with Scientology, I don't know. Who should be the leader? Who should be the voice? You can throw in your 2 cents on that, or you can send it to me. You can dial the digits, or you can send it to me at americatonight.net. And this is an astrophysicist. She takes this very seriously. The UN's taking it seriously, and I guess they're going to come up with a voice. I can't wait to find out who that is. Who do you think the voice is going to be? Who is the voice of reason to speak to the aliens that we might encounter? All right, the aliens that I'm worried about are the kind that want to blow us up. And there is a new Pakistani Taliban threat, possibly somewhere in a city near you. I'm thinking New York City. In fact, that's where the concern is. The FBI a little bit concerned over some of the intelligence that is showing that the Taliban, which was a little bit behind Faisal Shahzad, because they were pulling the strings somewhat, might have placed another operative, they say, inside the U.S. You know, here's the deal. Let's just call it game over that we know there are people living among us that want to kill us. We know there are sleeper cells. This isn't fear-mongering or trying to toe some kind of fear line or any of that. We just know it is. Look, we've had undercover agents come on the show, and I believe what they're telling us, two in particular, that of course there are sleeper cells. Of course there are people that are ready to be mobilized. Of course there are people who are American citizens who think it's wrong what we're doing in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they've gone so far as to listen to some of the radical imams, and they would actually kill us to make a point, because they've jumped over to what I'm going to call temporarily the other side. When I say the other side, it's where you've lost your mind and you're just not thinking clearly. So all of a sudden, Mary Jo down the block, who was sweet and nice and was part of the PTA at one point in her life, has become radicalized and is Mad Mama Marianne, and just at the blink of an eye turns in a different direction and becomes what I said, radicalized. She becomes the would-be jihadist. Remember Jihad Jane? It's not so far-fetched. So anyway, the concern is over all this information that the Taliban, that, like I said, was behind the Times Square bombing, if you believe that, might have successfully placed another person inside the U.S. to launch the second attack. They don't know who it is. They don't know where it's going to be. They just know that the person's there, but they don't know anything about them. Well, that's great. Someone's here. They're going to kill us. We don't know who they are. That's helpful. Look around. Look for packages that are being left behind. It might not be New York City, but that seems like the likely spot because of the amount of people, our biggest city. It's impossible for anyone in the counterterrorism community to defend against this kind of an attack. How can, and that's what most of the attacks would be. How could you defend against it? You don't know what you're looking for. You don't know what it is. Just to be alert, I guess. I mean, that's it. But isn't that what was always pumped into our brains when we're at the airport or we're at a train station or someplace else? Don't leave packages. If you see one, report it, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, the Taliban is looking to make up for the failure. We could trace that all the way back to other attempts that have failed. And maybe it's a similar thing. Maybe it's taking some kind of a car or an SUV, putting it somewhere and blowing it up where there would be a lot of people. I mean, let's face it, Shahzad didn't have that much trouble until it came to the detonation portion of what he was supposed to do, the most important part. Luckily, he got the fertilizer, he got the propane gas, the fireworks, all the stuff that he needed from stores in Connecticut and Pennsylvania. So who can't do that? To build that kind of a bomb, ultimately, and put it in an SUV. Come on. 800-259-5791. That's three.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All right, by the way, the question's still on the table. The UN is looking for somebody to be the voice of humanity when that future encounter happens with an alien race, I guess, if you will. I got this email from Joseph listening to us in Vermont. He says, Jimmy Carter, the terrible president that he was, actually is supposedly a great diplomat. If he's still alive, he could be the voice of the world. What do you think, Kate? Ba-dum-bump. I think it's pretty funny. AmericaTonight.net, you can send me who you think should represent the world there, or you can dial the number, 800-259-5791. That's 4. Let's go to the phones and Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Yes, Kate. I think the ambassador to any future UFOs that visit our beautiful planet should be Barney Frank. Because, let's face it, he can hook up with them in more ways than most people, you know.
But I'm pumped.
You know how they're going to be, you know. So that's my answer to that question. And you were talking about being alert and you know, airport security. And it just set off a little buzzer in my mind because I've always thought that these were, you know, very defense-minded attitudes. And what you need to do is create enough fear in the enemy so that he does not try this, you know. And I don't think we've done that to the Muslim terrorists. Every time we attack, and we try to, you know, create love, and we let them continue to practice and continue to preach hatred towards us in their mosques, shooting at us from their mosques. We build up their countries, but we still allow them to, you know, let them put their arms down, but still, you know, hate us. And I just don't see how we are discouraging them with that type of offense. In World War II, we had a little bit more stronger offense. You know, we just destroyed the enemy and created such fear in our enemies that You know, anybody who had the idea of launching any type of terrorist attack against America, you know, he couldn't find anybody else to do it with.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the best defense is a great offense, and it's not really happening when it comes to an Islamic jihadist. I don't think they're worried about that. I think they're worried about and trying to get into their minds. I think they're worried about successfully pulling off the task so they can become a martyr, or if they survive it, you know, be elevated and be praised as, you know, a chosen person because they killed X amount of people in the United States or elsewhere or some other place.
Every time we find one of these guys, not like a Timothy guy over there in Oklahoma who supposedly did everything by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always find it, you know, he contacted somebody back in Yemen or in Saudi Arabia, or he went to Afghanistan for a little Taliban boot camp. So he had help, you see. And
right.
He had big guy from organizations, that, you know. And these organizations, they would not be there if our enemies feared us. But, you know, what do you think about Iraq, Kate? Do you think that we have won in Iraq?
No. I think that the problem overall in the Middle East, and you already know this, Tomas, is all the different factions anyway, and the thousands of years of religious hatred of one group to another group, from the Kurds to the Shia to the Sunnis, you know, on down. And I mean, I hate to say that because I wish and I hope that that's not the case for all the blood that was shed and all the limbs and the sacrifice, you know, the limbs that were lost and the sacrifice that were made by so many families. But what are we going to be talking about 10 years from now in Iraq? And look at the money that was stolen. The rebuilding efforts are really pretty stalled. And we have a big investment there, including a whole bunch of State Department people. So in the end, is Iraq going to be, quote, some form of a democracy? Is it going to hold up? I'm not so certain of that. What do you think?
I don't see Islam today moving in favor of democracy. I see all the Islamic governments either standing still or leaning back towards fundamentalism. Look what happened to Turkey. Turkey was very, very progressive, if you want to use that word. They even had law. They had laws that prohibited certain religious actions. Then the Islamic Party of Turkey took over, and the first thing they did, this was during the wars, it stopped Americans from coming down from the north and attacking Iraq through Turkey. Turkey did not, and we had a whole fleet just offshore there. They had said yes, and as soon as they got that Islamic government in, and ever since then, Turkey has been leaning back towards the 7th century. And it's interesting, though, because look at what France and even Netherlands are doing. They're making the burqa illegal.
Yeah.
So can you imagine, would you ever have thought that France would be more anti-Muslim than the United States?
No, I think you're right. I mean, that's an interesting point. Yeah, absolutely. Not if you were to re-rack a couple of years ago or even before that. No, And, you know, some French women will complain that they feel like things haven't progressed far enough for them, but that's part of this. That's part of the backing of getting rid of the burqa and banning it and banning the hijab and not having any of it. And if you get caught and then ultimately you get a warning, if you get a violation, then you've got to pay. So the enforcement part of that's going to be interesting to watch, Tomas.
Well, I think they also have a thing there where if an adult, there's a real big fine if an adult forces a minor, and those father, daughter, honor killing situations starts to arise. Apparently they're trying to nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
The American women. Oh, that's you, Kate.
You're so funny.
You could lead an American effort to ban the burqa.
Do you think in this country? Here's the thing. In this country, do you think that enough? A second, Tomas. Nobody gives a darn about the burqa in this country. They don't, and you know that because it's about live and let live. It's about political correctness. And yes, I could lead the charge, but the charge to empty ears, it would be ill-fated because not enough people are going to jump on that bandwagon. I mean, even if we do a little litmus test, I guarantee you that it would fail miserably. And part of the reason why is because of the separation of, okay, if you have peaceful Muslim families who are following the law, American laws, and happen to be of Muslim faith, and they believe that you wear the burqa, then with what we say in this country, you remember, religious tolerance across the board, and that's what the United States is founded on, that we're different from everybody else because we embrace everybody. We embrace different cultures, and we embrace different religions, then that goes against what America's about. See, that's the problem. In France, they really don't have that constitution that we have set up and the background that we have set up as to the establishment of the United States.
Hey, I mean, you know, the Mormons were, you know, they were peaceful people. They just like to have four, five, or six wives. And what happened there? You know,
we still have polygamists in this country. That's what we have here.
Very small,
but how come that ranch is not ripped apart? There's several towns where they're known polygamists, and yet nothing is done. Nothing happened to Warren Jeffs until he stupidly had the evidence in his car and was pulled over for a bum light or something, and that's why the cops got them in Vegas. But
yeah, you know, the Mormon, like maybe half of 1% of Mormons practice that, right? The Mormons used to practice it until we started blowing up their churches back in the 1800s. And we disincorporated their church. We actually passed laws. There was none of this hiding behind freedom of religion. And what about David Koresh? They were living over there peacefully. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know,
I think that, come on, you know, the whole Waco thing was a joke, was ridiculous, was stupidity, was the biggest nightmare for, and blunder from Janet Reno.
Well,
you
know
that.
You could run with it because, you could figure out a way to talk to people on both sides of the aisle, just like your show, and you let people from any point call in.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do a poll. We'll put a poll out there, and we'll see how that works and see what we get back. Tomas, you have a great weekend, and see if people really would be behind that. All right, stay with us, 800-259-5791. Are you counting? That's four. We're kicking it down the road here on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake? The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 18 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to survivalsolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or survivalsolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
In the opposite direction in some of these key races for Senate seats across the U.S. and others. That now it's all about strategizing and, of course, trying to predict as to who's going to win and who's going to lose. Can you believe? I mean, we're around the corner from a midterm election that could have massive, massive implications on what happens coming out of Washington. I still think that the House might flip to the Republicans, but the Senate, there won't be enough votes there. And in the end, let's face it, truly, both parties have created this log jam on the Hill. Is it going to make a big difference? Are we going to see some fresh ideas? Are we going to see some decent laws passed that we can all agree to live with and perhaps even embrace? I don't know. It's a mystery. But we're going to try to answer that coming up in our next segment, along with your emails, because I've gotten some great emails. You can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, or you can call us at 800-259-5791. We're keeping count. That's four, by the way, this hour. I was told I wasn't giving out the number enough, so that's four times. All right, President Obama was busy talking to the folks and talking about a couple of different things, including the Tea Party and some thoughts that he threw out about the Tea Party that I think actually some people might agree with in this town hall, and also about partisan politics. And he started off with, we're going to start off with this question that somebody threw to him about fear of Obama being a two-term president. Check this out.
My greatest fear is that Obama will be reelected.
Oh, no.
You have to like that. I mean, you have to like his sense of humor because that was one of the questions. And you know what? The greatest fear is not just from Republicans. A lot of Democrats are very upset with what they've seen from this president. The don't ask, don't tell, the gay marriage, that across the board this isn't happening, and that it's of course an issue state to state, and a slew of other things, that the president isn't progressive enough in his policies. All right, also at the town hall, like I mentioned, here's what the prez had to say about the Tea Party.
I think there are a lot of people who are involved in the Tea Party who have very real and sincere concerns about spending that's out of control, or generally philosophically believe that the government should be less involved.
All right, smart answer, because it's what I say. Not everybody's a nutball, a kook, an extremist. It's so easy to take that brush and paint it broad. It's like Tomas gigging me about, oh, we should ban the burqa here. It's so easy to take that brush and paint it in one direction. You have to be very careful of that. That's why I defend the Tea Party, and I cannot tell you how many people jump on me about that, saying, you got to be kidding me. You're smart, they're idiots. Somebody said that to me the other day. Like, really? You're going to say that every person who says, oh, I went to a Tea Party event, is a moron, is an extremist, is a nutball? Come on. All right, also at the town hall, Obama talked about the whole partisan thing after all of this is done, this midterm election.
Elections are always a little bit funny. People start saying things and emphasizing differences. After the election, my hope is that people start emphasizing what we have in common.
If only. It's like a Disneyland phrase, huh? All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes. What's up?
Hey, isn't that what he said right after he won the election?
He did. That's what. Remember, that was the emphasis. Here's one thing that the president said that I remember. It really stood out among all the comments, that you might not have voted for me, but I hope to win your vote as president as we go along together. If anything, I just said that. I think a lot of progressives are sorry that they voted for him.
And then when they were doing the health care bill last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 80% of the country, what was it, 70, almost 80% of the country saying, no, we don't want this, and they're doing it still.
Yeah.
And you know, people are, you know, and how close the vote was, and, you know, and it was strictly a bipartisan vote, or a nonpartisan vote, I mean, you know.
Right.
I just, you know, it's like, do it my way, or you're not being, he basically believes, do it my way or you're not being bipartisan or something. I mean, give me a break, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, by the way, Mr. Tomas there, like his calls, but really needs to study things before he opens his mouth. That is not what happened when polygamy was ended in Utah back in the late 1800s. So they weren't coming over here blowing up the churches, et cetera. The whole manifold was issued by Woodrow Woodruff as a pre-basis for Utah becoming part of the United States, that they would follow the laws of the United States, and polygamy is not, it is against the law in the United States, although,
yeah,
like you did say, there's plenty of communities that people live, you know, and they want to live that way. Same thing when you threw up the comment about the burqa in France. That wasn't about trying to protect, those women wanted to wear the burqa over there.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think part of the problem going on in France is they're, you know, France has always been French, you know, white Frenchmen, you know, French women. And now they're getting a lot of, you know, Muslims moving in from all over the parts of the world, and they, you know, yeah, they're not used to dealing, like you said, they're not used to dealing with different races living inside of their country.
Yeah, and you said it right. You said it best right there. They want things to stay French. They don't want the mix-up. They're not looking for a giant melting pot.
Well, they see somebody walking around with their face covered, you know, and they don't know what's behind that. Hell, you know, maybe anyway, I just heard a whole bunch of weird comments about it, and, you know, there's state security issues or whatever, and But it wasn't because Muslim women are screaming, we don't want to wear this, but our men are forcing us to do it.
Right.
They actually wanted to do it, you know. So,
right.
Anyway, though, hey, big deal weekend for your Phillies. Baseball coming up, and it should be an interesting series.
You know, I think the Phillies will win, but I don't think it's a layup. Actually, in the matchup, the Giants are pretty tough. You know, a lot of people are just sort of brushing over and saying, well, yeah, when the Phillies are in the World Series and it's going to be a rematch and the Yankees, I'm saying, whoa, don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
Yeah. Hey, is there a big hoo-dah there in Dallas with the Rangers being in it? Or?
Oh, it's all about the Rangers. And everybody cannot believe it because it's been 50 years. 50 years that they're in the American League Division Series, they can't, I mean, they're beside themselves that on Friday they're going to see the Yankees.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, they were dominated by so many years, you know, my athletic talent. I'm just kidding, but anyway, that was the last, I just find it amazing. I didn't realize I was going through all the teams thinking of when they were in the playoffs, when they won, you know, and that they were the last team to win a playoff series. You know, of all the teams in the major leagues, every one of them have now won a playoff series. And I thought Texas had done something a long time ago, but I guess not. But you know, they got a great guy running that show there now, Nolan Ryan. So you can,
he is.
I think you can expect them being around for quite a while. So
yep, I agree.
But anyway, though, and kudos to, you know, let's get all those people that help with the minors. You know, so. I mean, it's just amazing. I brought up yesterday, you know, that NASA helped out, and it really was a worldwide effort, and, you know, the whole world was focused on that story, and, you know, listening to some doctor on the news, he was talking about, oh, by the way, you're this idiot. Well, he's not an idiot. He's a pretty cool guy, but he came up with this crazy idea that they ought to turn the thing into a tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people can go down in the capsule and come back up. And... Would you do that, Kate? Would you go down?
No.
Are you
kidding? Don, I've been in a mine. I was scared to death. I would not go down in the capsule, and they would never do that. Safety concerns, are you kidding? Although it is pretty crazy that someone would suggest it.
Yeah. So, I said, you know, those guys are... It's hefty to do that kind of work. I could never do it, you know.
I couldn't either.
You know, with all the, you know, in Wyoming, they, you know, with strip mining, and they do strip mining in Wyoming, and that's why, you know, we've got, like, 40% of America's coal comes from Wyoming, and they got this big, I think I sent you a thing on that once.
Yes.
600-ton trucks, you know, and
those
big 10-foot wheels, and, you know, and they just strip it right off the top of the mountain, and... And, you know, and I mean, I know those guys back there, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio, and all those places back there. It's a good paying job for them, I guess, but man, it's just every time you hear one of those accidents, you know, like we have the one in Utah, Crandall Canyon, and Sago Lily, and what's the one? There was another one that just happened recently over there back east. I can't think where that was, but anyway. You know, you just never, ever really get good news out of it. So it's just so neat for once to see that, you know, some guys survived it, you know.
Yeah, West Virginia was so scary. It's when you're talking about, and it's, that's what I said, 33 for 33. To have everybody up is an amazing thing. It really was. I said this was the feel-good story of the week. There's no question about that, Don. Thanks for the call. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to get you up to date on some of those hot races across the land. Hang with us.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Just a second here, but before we do that, some updates on what's happening in important races across the land that could really almost go either way. New polls are showing there's a big pull away by Richard Blumenthal. He's the Democratic opponent in Connecticut to Linda McMahon. Linda McMahon at one point had pulled even. Every poll that I was reading, they were in a dead heat. But now it seems that the fates and fortunes are flipping in a different direction. And the numbers are showing right now that for Connecticut senator, whoever's going to be the next senator from Connecticut, there's been a bounce back for Blumenthal. According to a new poll that's out, he's pulled away from her and leads 54% to 43%. Remember, at one point, she narrowed the gap to like 3 percentage points, and this was statewide polling. And therefore, you know, she's got a shot. Now, it looks like the Democrat who's trying to replace Chris Dodd, who's not running for re-election. Of course he's not, because of all the things that were flying around, so many allegations. It's, I think, because of the independent voters, it's looking like that they're shifting toward Blumenthal now. And because originally she had a 5% lead with the independents in the last poll, but this time it's gone in a different direction. It's like what I always say, though, you never know until you actually go into the voting booth and then come out and then they count the votes, because sometimes people say one thing and then, you know, do another. McMahon certainly was trying to buy this sucker. She planned to spend up to $50 million of her personal money on the race, and the polling is what they're keeping track of. The polls mean something. If they didn't, then nobody would pay attention to them. A lot of times they're dead on. I mean, dead on. And in this case, he's now got a little bit of an edge coming around that final rail, the final turn. It's not over, however. I think they're just going to bombard ads and television ads and newspaper stuff and radio stuff to try to pump up the volume a little bit for her, since they've got unlimited budget to go for. Here's another one that's interesting. They just had a big debate, Sharon Angle and Harry Reid, and we're talking about the Senate race in Nevada. Harry Reid has had that seat for 28 years. That's a lifetime. Now, after the debate, who's pulling ahead? Pretty much they're almost neck and neck. At one point, Reid was way ahead of the game, and then that flipped around, and Angle made it closer. Now they're just kind of nip and tuck. The latest poll shows that they're almost in a dead heat. How much does that change in the next couple of weeks? The funniest thing from that debate, I think, was Sharon Angle, who told Reid to man up. Man up! It got kind of lively. He said she was extreme. So not much, you know, not much came out of that other than a few tit-for-tat comments. Now, how about Kentucky? In the race there for Senate, Rand Paul looking good in some of the polls, but now we're getting closer. The polls and who does the polls change, and is it likely voters, and what about the independents, like I just mentioned the difference there. So the Republican is Rand Paul. The Democrat, you know, is Jack Conway. They have had a couple of debates. They just had their third debate on Thursday morning at a performing arts center in Paducah, Kentucky, and they disagreed on everything. There's no agreeing on anything. They're completely opposite on everything, from health care to unions to all that kind of stuff. So where are they as far as the polls are concerned? Well, Paul had an edge. He had an edge, and now they're showing in the latest poll that I saw that Conway is starting to pop up a little bit. When I say a little bit, he's gained a few points. According to the Fox Opinion Dynamics poll that was released, though, the Republicans have a 9-point advantage over the majority party. So that makes the closeness of the Kentucky race pretty notable, because Conway has been massively outspent by Rand Paul, which is similar to Linda McMahon in her race, and Blumenthal, he's being outspent, you know, 10 times. She's spending 10 times more than he's spending. So we'll see. I think that one is another one that's down to the wire. Will the Democrats pull an upset in Kentucky? I think Rand Paul would be surprised, because he had quite an edge. And we've had Rand Paul on the show. He said some interesting things. One of the things he said that I liked was the idea of waiting before these bills just have a necessary or a mandatory reading period, so that the senators voting on bills could actually have time to dissect it a little bit. And we're not saying too much time, because already there's a log jam, but saying that, okay, here's the bill, here's when we're voting, here's the time to read it, this is it, there's no more last-minute amendments or whatever, and that's it, we're done, okay? So, boom, that's it, over, end of story. And the other one, of course, is Meg Whitman and what's happening with Jerry Brown, the whole calling her a whore comment, which wasn't from Jerry Brown, but one of his aides. That's over, they've decided to bury that, because it's been days of having that all over the place in California. She's outspending him by a tremendous amount, and right now, almost neck and neck, looking a little neck and neck. She, in some polls, is a couple of points back, so it's too really close to call there, too. Does Jerry Brown get back in California? Because he was the governor of California once before, if you remember. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Thank you, Homer Simpson. Okay, so the mailbag, we've got this one from Paul DeCipola. He says, yo, I love that, yo. Yo, America Tonight. I got to say, I get a big chuckle at some of the stuff that you've been talking about. You definitely are all over the map, and I love it. You're right. All of us have a little bit of the ADD in us. I thought it was particularly sad when you mentioned, although I haven't heard you say much about it since then, about the North Carolina girl and what's happened to her. Makes me sick to my stomach as a father of a young child myself. I don't understand, Kate, these kinds of crimes. What's a parent to do? Well, you know, it's interesting. I haven't given an update in a while. They haven't found the little girl that we're talking about. Zara Claire Baker is her name, just 10 years old. She's been missing since Saturday. Police say her stepmother admitted to writing a ransom note. That's nice. So they've been looking for her since last weekend, and they now believe she's dead. They looked about 20 miles north of her home in Hickory, North Carolina. They had 70 searchers or so. They've got dogs in the backhoe, and they're afraid they're going to find her body. But so far, they haven't found anything. Nothing yet at this point. And they think that the stepmother's involved. She did the ransom note. You heard that. I have a feeling this is going to be a sad, sick, twisted ending. All right, this one from JoJo listening to us in Austin. JoJo says, I have to say it's been very intriguing what's happening on this road to Election Day. Do you believe, Kate, that people say one thing but actually vote another depending on who they're talking to? Hey, you never know. That's depending on the company they keep. You know how that is. Remember it used to be that old saying about don't talk about religion and politics? Well, we broke that wide open a long time ago, and naturally on talk radio, everything's fair game. I think that some people do that. They say, oh, yeah, vote them out. I hate them. And then they actually get in there and they vote for whoever it is that's the incumbent. This may be a little bit different. I think you're going to see an avalanche of people come out to vote, though, and I could be dead wrong on that. I hope so. I hope it's record numbers for these midterm elections. Don't forget, November 2nd.